Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Backlog Review Game Club. Oh, we're punchy on this one.
That's right.
Yep. Hello. Hey, it's another month. It's July. Everything's hot. It's miserable. I hate it.
This is not the dog days of summer, right? Is that August?
I think it's August.
It might as well be. These are the pups. We're the pups of summer.
Yep. It's the pup days of summer. Yeah.
The pup mornings.
Yep. No, the pup mornings.
Are they the dog mornings of summer? Who knows?
It's hard to say.
It's pup days.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's only the mornings. It's the dog mornings of summer in July, but as you creep into August, it's daytime. It's really... And in September, dog nights.
Dog nights.
Mm-hmm. Three?
At least three.
And then,
or no more than three. No more.
Just about to get it. It's like in October, you get your three dog night.
Ooh. Okay, that's...
But yeah, we're back again for another month. As previously stated, we're going to be talking some Minecraft. We'll be getting into that in a minute. As you can maybe guess, as two men in their 30s who have not played Minecraft until now, we don't have a ton to talk about. Especially when the game is void of a story arc.
We might be light on content here.
But. Yeah. So we'll get to the Minecraft chat in a bit. We got some business to attend to up front. Not a lot of business, just some stiff. And some chatting.
Opening up the scroll.
Ooh.
Decrees.
The podcast scrolls?
The podcast. This is the podcast decree.
Okay. Oh, the decree. Okay.
The items.
Do we have our list of changes we'd like to make that we can nail on the podcasting door?
We should. Yeah, this is a Martin Luther scenario.
We go nail it on the door at Earwolf.
Yeah, Earwolf.
That's right. They're like the
call up Scott Aukerman.
He's the Church of England in this scenario.
I think so. Yeah, he's got some splaining to do.
Yep, he's got to. You know, he's got to be answering these decrees we have.
I think so.
Oh God, it's gonna be a fun one.
It really is. Get into it.
So up front, some things. So in the last couple months, I kept saying, oh, we don't have a social media presence anymore because I got sick of running that Instagram account. That's changed again.
I get an Instagram.
after Paul's been a holdout on Instagram for forever, we got rid of it.
Yep.
No, we are on Twitter now. So you can follow the podcast on Twitter. We are at Backlog Review. That is it. Don't do Backlog Reviews. Plural, that's somebody else.
It's not us.
We are at Backlog Review, singular.
Nor do we condone what they do.
And you will see the podcast logo, and you will know that you have succeeded.
Yeah.
And you click that follow button.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can follow us on there. I post some like random stuff in between the episodes, try to get, you know, if people have specific things that they want to tell us about the games coming up, that would be great. You know, love to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
So
chat with the community.
Right. Follow us on Twitter. Yeah. We're not at the point where we're gonna open up a Discord yet. I can tell you that right now.
Is it at a point where, you know, if somebody does comment to us, we're not slammed.
So, right, yeah. You know, exactly.
We got
some time.
We can handle it. Some back and forth.
I don't need to worry about moderation tools at this point.
Yeah. Right.
So we're good there.
Yeah.
All right. So we're on Twitter. Backlog Review, follow us there. Second thing, there is a way to support the show financially if you choose to do so. We are on Anchor FM, and Anchor has the option to do listener support. So the way it works, if you choose to do so, you can pick, this is only for US listeners, unfortunately, at this moment. But US listeners, if you want to tip us a bit or, you know, show your support, help us upgrade some audio equipment, because we're pretty good. Like we have a pretty good starting point, but there's a lot of things we'd like to get, like, I don't know, sound dampening things and maybe get a real mixer here. But anyway, you can help support the show. Tell us that, you know, let us know that you like what we're doing. You head to the podcast page, which now has a fancy URL that you can go to backlogreview.club.
That's fancy.
Mm-hmm. And you can click on the support button. You can do $1 a month. You can do $5 a month or $10 a month. All listener supporters will be shouted out on the show. And we do thank you very much for your support. And helping us out if you choose to do so.
Absolutely.
But can't do it right now. Totally understand. We thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And always can't donate anything. We get it. But, you know, you can share the show. Let people know you like it. Make sure you leave us reviews on the podcast network. That's
say
always helped
as
well. Yep. Say hi on Twitter. Yeah. And then
I'm just lonely.
Yeah.
Please.
Well,
please.
Paul just please got an Instagram me. Now. So I'll have to send him the Twitter account so he can talk to you guys
so
on
there.
Yeah,
there we go.
We haven't got you
so
on Twitter.
So I cannot have
yet.
A Twitter. Yeah.
I'll let you have that Twitter account. lastly, in terms of this is the last of the scrolls, and then we roll them up. So many of you know that Paul and I do our yearly Extra Life streams. A lot of fun. We've been doing them for, this will be our sixth year now.
Crazy.
And we have a ton of amazing support. And thanks to everyone's support over the years, we've now raised a lifetime total of like $11,600, I think is where our lifetime total stands.
Yeah,
and
pretty incredible.
The Penn State Health Children's Hospital, which is pretty damn cool. So thank you all for, you know, that. But this year, we've already started working on some incentives and some donation goals. We're going to have a lot more to come, but these are the first rounds of it. So I wanted to announce it here because I think there's some fun ones to be had.
Yeah, definitely some fun ones.
Yeah. So the one that's, of course, returning because we could never get rid of it at this point is if you donate $50 or more, Paul will write you a 10-second thank you song. Minimum 10. We've never gone less than 10.
I don't think they've ever... Yeah.
They've always been at least like 20
seconds.
Yeah,
they've been longer than 10.
You're getting your bang for your buck is all I'm saying.
Yeah. And they're all unique. They're all original.
Yep, all original
I
songs.
Do my best.
I've never heard a duplicate in 6 years, in 5 years of us doing this. So it's always a good time. It's one of my favorite things that you do. I'm hoping, I have some like ideas in mind for like ways to jazz up the production of the song this year, but we'll see what I can make happen.
Okay.
In terms of equipment and costs. But
I'm just waiting for the anthology, the greatest hits.
Ooh,
we need to comb through the archives.
Good idea. Cause I mean, we have all the archives up. Hey, if you want to watch the archives and see what we're talking about, you can go. Oh, I gotta remember the YouTube one. So you can go to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PanicSwitch. You can go check that out over there. That has last year's highlights on it. But if you want to see from years past and see all these songs, you can go to this is a bad URL, and I'm sorry. youtube.com/user/CPGonline.
Oh,
yeah. That's where my archive is. I need to really fix that URL. It's bad.
Well, don't fix it now because the internet
knows. Nope. Yeah, it's we're gonna keep it that way for now. But you can check that out. There's 5 years of Extra Life streams, and they're a lot of fun.
They are.
So yeah, that's coming back. 50. We actually used to have it at a lower level, but because so many people wanted songs, it got to a point where we were running out of time to write songs and then do everything else. So we had to bump it up to a higher support level. And now with the Extra Life
there's
page.
There's still a lot of people, though.
Yeah. So
that's good. That's a good thing.
And also to mention, too, there's an explicit incentive when you donate. You have to click and select that to make sure that you get your song. Because there are some people that donate and just don't want songs.
Yeah.
And we get that, too. So, yeah, we make sure if you want that.
Hurts my feelings a little bit.
Hey, most people want the song, though. So just click on it. Do that. Or if you do donate more than that and want the song, just leave a message. There's a little message you can write. Just say, I want that song.
Yeah.
So that is up.
Because I want that song.
But yeah, I want that song.
I want to make that song for you.
Yeah. It's a good time. It's one of my favorite things to watch Paul do during the streams. Especially at like 3 a.m.
it's
whenever he's just like,
right
now.
Oh no.
So there's that incentive. Next we have a new incentive this year at the $100 level. And this is a pre-stream incentive only. So last year we had custom shirts made by my wife for the stream. That was a lot of fun. Or they looked real nice.
They did.
And
super
kind of,
comfy.
Yeah, super comfy. And it was kind of a nice way to do something new during the pandemic streams, which were different. But this year we want to find a way to like literally show the support of people while we're doing these streams, as opposed to just having the thing up on the page. So if you donate $100 or more, and this is up until 2 weeks before the stream starts, so this is in October, if you donate $100 and click the incentive, we will add your name to our shirts for the stream. So not only will your shirt, we will put your name on the shirts, and then we wear that shirt pretty much the whole stream. And that way people can see, oh, look how awesome this person was. Mm-hmm. They donated to help out the kids at Penn State Health Children's Hospital. So obviously, right. Too, this is a kids charity, so don't go dicking around with the names.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah.
I'm gonna put that out there now. You put your I understand paying $100 for a joke is a lot. Just know, don't do it if you're gonna joke. That's what the lower level ones are for.
No jokes allowed here.
Yeah. This is for the kids.
This is for the
kids.
Come
on.
You can, you know, even if you don't, you know, join us for the whole stream, which we understand that would be madness.
Yeah.
We've only had one person ever do that before, and we subjected her to drinking a bunch of G Fuel, if you remember from our first episode.
So, right, yeah, you can go back in the archives and check that one out.
I guess what we're saying is you don't want to watch the whole thing.
If you watch the whole stream, we will make you do terrible things.
We will make you do terrible things. But if you, you know, if you donate $100, you'll be on our shirt. Mm-hmm. We will be wearing you with pride. Right. You will be sitting in our funk, you know, come the 23, 24 hour mark.
On I our wasn't shirt. Really sure if I was going to bring that up, but I definitely had that same thought.
Yeah, it's gonna we're going to be it's like know, gross.
Nothing like that 24 hour cruft.
Yep. Cruft. What a wonderful word.
No, I'm not really sure if it is a word.
I don't think it is, man.
I wanted to say it.
That's
Oh, man. Yeah, so that is available until 2 weeks before the stream. So if you want to get your names on our shirts, or if you want to donate and get like a family member's name on the shirt too, that is allowed. Just no joke names.
Yeah.
Serious business. We'll have other lower donation tiers if you want to do jokey stuff.
Yeah, Michael Hunt.
Yeah, we're on to you, Seymour Butts. Get out of here.
They're funny.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's kind of hilarious.
Yeah, and then so apart from those, we've also historically had donation amount like incentives at certain milestones. So we've had milestones. That's what I'm going for here. We've had donation milestones. This year, we currently have one in mind. There's going to be more. We want to. So one thing we want to bring back. This hasn't been announced yet. I have to figure out like what amounts we're going to do it at. But a couple years ago, we did like the difficulty multiplier.
Mm-hmm.
So we had like a little digital wheel. And after a certain amount, I think we did every $250 in donations.
Yeah, something like
that. We did that. I think we'll probably have to up it a little bit this year. Or we'll just like, I don't know, we'll figure out something with that. But that should be coming back this year. I just have to work on getting the code overlay ported. But it's good. It's built. I did it already.
Yeah, that added a lot of fun to the...
Yeah.
So
that'll be coming back this year. We did things like we started out pretty basic, but they actually turned out to be quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like we had to switch game. Like we had to switch who was playing the game. That led to me accidentally killing Paul's horse in Red Dead 2. I didn't do it on purpose. I still feel awful about it. And then I accidentally killed that one random dude.
Our friendship was never the same.
I mean, it was definitely a good like 2 hours where you were really pissed.
I was a little pissed.
Oh, it was apparent.
Yeah.
I felt terrible.
It's
really
okay. It was all for show. Let me let you in on a little secret, Chris. Here, come over here. I'll let you in on a little secret.
I'm gonna get in real close. Okay, what was it?
It was all for show. I didn't. I wasn't super pissed. I was a little pissed.
I get that. I would have been pissed too.
Okay, we could stop.
That's right.
Okay. All right, back in our chairs.
Back to the real deal.
Yeah. This has been a...
This is the closest
this is
we've ever...
Corner.
This is the closest we've ever been to an ASMR podcast. Anyway, so this year our... I should actually talk about the whole point of this. $1,500.
This is about Minecraft.
Yes, we're going to get to Minecraft, I promise. But $1,500 if we hit $1,500 in donations. That's about halfway to our goal. We would like to hit $3,000. We hit $3,000 one time. And so our eventual goal is to break $3,000 again. So at the $1,500 mark, so all I have to do is hit $1,500 in donations. And this is also timed too. This I need to do at least, I need 2 weeks on this one before the stream. So I'm going by the end of October. If we reach that, if we reach $1,500 in donations to the Children's Hospital, I will be buying the Death Stranding novelization. That's right. They made a novel out of Death Stranding. And not just one novel, two.
Oh, man.
And I have a feeling it's going to be more than two.
Oh, jeez.
I saw on Twitter when this happened, and they're like, there's a novel out. And I'm like, oh, God, how is that even worse than, the, like, is there, maybe there's editing in that, and maybe it's better.
Yeah, could but be. Hopefully.
I don't know because I haven't bought it yet. But as someone who is very much on the fence about Death Stranding as a whole and cannot, I flip-flop between it's the worst thing I've ever played and not the best, but like, okay, I get it. Yeah. Like, I sit somewhere between like, no, it's awful, and like, I get it. So
that's not a small gap.
It's a wide.
That's a pretty wide gap.
There's a chasm here.
Yeah,
it's right. A chasm in between. So, if we reach that, I will get the books. I will read the books before the stream. I will come to the marathon stream prepared with a book report. I will then try to have select excerpts from the book ready to go, and I will pepper them out throughout the stream. And for those of you that maybe haven't played Death Stranding and somehow have avoided it this long, first off, kudos to you. you're better than I am. Second, Death Stranding is the latest game from Hideo Kojima. The first game made post-Konami and post-Metal Gear. It's his first new IP. And it is pure, unadulterated Kojima. There is no editing at all. Do not let this whole director's cut edition coming out fool you otherwise. There is no editor. He got a check from Sony Interactive Entertainment, and he basically just said, everything in my head goes into this game, and it is
he had no one to
wild. I mean, I'll just say this. If you ever really wanted to see digital Norman Reedus' ass, 10 out of 10, this game did it.
And what a fine butt it was.
I mean, it's always like slightly dirty, but that's just, I can't even get to the story beats of the game right now. I was about to go down a rabbit hole.
Minecraft.
Right.
Minecraft.
That's what we're doing. But anyway, yes. So I will go down its rabbit holes when I read that novel. So, hey, you want to do some good? You want to help out the kids at Penn State Health Children's Hospital? It's fantastic. It really is a fantastic children's hospital. I've been able to like talk to the people that running the Extra Life side of things over there, and they're really fantastic people, and they're super excited whenever Extra Life comes up. For those of you who don't know, like, they're in the middle of Pennsylvania, so there's Pittsburgh, there's Philly, and there's nothing in between.
Yeah.
And so they are like the biggest children's hospital in the middle of the state. And so they handle a lot of kids from a lot of different parts of the state. So yeah, it goes to help out these kids. It goes to help out the hospital, and you can make me read what I can only assume is just the wildest book in existence today. So make me do that. Make me do a book report like I'm in eighth grade again. So that is it. That is it. So we can close the scrolls.
The scrolls are closed. Yeah. I'm really hoping that if we do reach this incentive and you have to do the book report, you come to the stream with a bow tie.
Yep. Okay.
Possibly suspenders.
Ooh. Okay.
I just want you to look like your dorkiest self. For the stream, for the book report portion of the stream.
Real talk, I have a bow tie.
Real talk, I do too.
Yeah. Oh, this is a recent purchase.
Ooh.
So I have a recent bow tie, and I have, yeah, I can, not Spanish yet, but I can make that happen.
I have suspenders too.
Okay. But yeah, no, I can definitely make this happen for this book report. So yeah, I really want to hit that too. It's just, I hope, you know, help us get there. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. And also too, like we have the bigger goals up now, but if you can, like, if you want to help and can only chip in a dollar, like, that still goes a long way.
Yeah.
Like, we've had,
yep,
dollar donations, we've had $10 donations, we've had $5, you know, like, all of every little bit helps. Mm-hmm. So don't think that if you can't donate a big chunk that it's nothing. Like, we appreciate every single donation,
yeah,
we get.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah. All right, closing the scrolls on that. And
scrolls closed.
Does Minecraft have scrolls? We're gonna talk about that, ooh, in a minute, because I don't actively
segue.
Remember. One of my least clunky segues. And now I'm gonna fumble on the 1 yard line here.
You had it.
Yeah, I had it, and I had to call it out. And now it's awkward. So,
well,
I can't do it any other way. So, on that note, let us talk about
Minecraft.
Minecraft was originally released in alpha state back in April of 2009. This was just the original Java version, and it did not reach a 1.0 release until November 18th, 2011. So for 2 years, it existed in various states. There was an alpha, there was an in-dev version. And
way before the t-shirts and merchandising.
Right, it was way long before every kid at Halloween was like the weird... Oh, God, I don't even know the character names. We played this enough. Thank you.
Yeah.
Every kid, you know, is dressed like a creeper. Yeah, November 18th, 2011. Back then, it was just on the PC. Nowadays, I think there are fridges that play Minecraft. Yeah. Like, is there a device that doesn't play Minecraft
at
this
point?
Yeah,
pretty much everything.
One thing I found that I didn't know when I, like, looked up a little bit about the release, I didn't know there was a, like, Raspberry Pi version. For a long time.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, it was literally called Minecraft Pi Edition. And it was like, well, we took out enough of the graphics that it can run on a Pi.
Wow.
Yep. There was, back in the day, there was like 15 or 14 different forks of the code. So it was like, there was an Xbox 360 version. There was a PS3 version. There was a Vita version. These were all different code bases that all had to get like updated. And there was like a number of support studios that had to work on this. And so there was all of these various editions, and it wasn't until Microsoft had bought out Mojang Studios that they, around September of 2017, they released Bedrock. And Bedrock was the one edition to unify everything. So nowadays, there's only about two editions.
Insert Lord of the Rings reference here.
See, I didn't even know that. I'm not a Lord of the Rings guy, so I didn't even know I did it.
Yep. All the studios were the nine men doomed to die. Something, who knows?
Yeah, so nowadays, there's only two editions you can get. There's Bedrock, and then there's Java, and Java is only available on PC. These days, only like the OG Minecraft people still play Java. I could be wrong. People like the Java edition because it's easier to mod. Mm. But as someone who has the Bedrock edition and just still does like texture packs and stuff, like that's all I need. Some people really want to like go wild with their Minecraft.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's not what I came to it for.
Right.
So to get something out of the way, we're not going to talk about Notch. Notch is the original creator of the game. Notch sucks. Notch straight up is a terrible person.
Not a good human being.
Even before he got his Minecraft or his Microsoft money, he's just been like fringe, weird edgelord dude, and he's just gone full off the ledge at this point. And there's no good talking about him. He doesn't need to be brought up anymore. And nothing he does anymore he has no influence over this game. So he took his money and he screwed right off, as well he should have. So.
Yes.
Get out of here, Notch. We are just going to be talking about Bedrock, specifically because Paul and I never played Minecraft until the pandemic happened.
Yeah. It's what, 6 months ago, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Earliest.
Yeah. So I can tell you exactly what brought me into it. And that's what this episode will really be about, is more our personal, they're all our personal experience.
Yeah.
But this one more so than like, we'll talk about the story.
Yeah.
Because I got news for you. There is none.
Yep.
It's Minecraft. What do you want?
Like, yeah.
It is a game. It's a sandbox for you to jump into and do what you want. Now, there is survival mode. There's also that. I shouldn't say it's just sandbox, but even in survival mode, you're just kind of doing however you want.
Right.
Like, you're crafting and mining to survive, and then sandbox mode exists for you to just go buck wild.
Yep. There's like a dungeons version as well, I believe.
Well,
so that's...
I didn't want to... I
don't either. It exists. Though.
But
yeah.
Dungeons is like them trying to do a story.
Yeah, trying to make a game.
And then there was that there was also Minecraft Story Mode, which was a Telltale game with Patton Oswalt as one of the voices.
Wow, that's bizarre.
But I got news for you. It's just another Telltale game.
Yeah.
So if you like animation scenes that are really well written and then it chug immediately and freeze in between the animations, that game's for you.
Yeah. Good time.
I remember when those games used to be... We're going to... Little tangent here about Telltale games. Remember, like, the first Walking Dead and everyone was like, this is awesome. The story's really well written. And, like, the choices seem to matter. That's great. And then Telltale was like, cool, what if we just did this for the next 6 years?
Yeah.
Or so. And then got too many licenses that they could handle.
Yeah. What was the Wolf Like Me? Is that
The Wolf Among Us?
That one
I liked a lot.
I played that one a little bit.
Actually, got me reading Fables a little bit, and I worry now because I'm trying. I don't know if the guy behind Fables is problematic or not.
As in, like Aesop?
not Aesop. I meant the guy that wrote the comic book.
Oh.
Yeah, there's comic books. The comic books they're based on are called Fables.
As your boy Ace.
Yeah. No, I have a few of those, but like, it's just like, if you read the comic books, it's almost what the game is. Anyway, yeah, Wolf Among Us. They're still making a sequel, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They keep saying that they're going to be like, don't worry, we're making a whole new engine. I'm like, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Prove it. So, okay, that's the Telltale tangent. We're just going to go back.
Can we go on a wolf tangent for a second?
Oh, okay, well, hold on. So I pulled us back onto the road, and we're taking another, taking the off-ramp.
A different, yeah.
Going into the wolf tangent.
This is sort of, it's relevant. I recently saw Werewolves Within, the movie. That's based on some video game called Werewolves Within.
Oh, right. So
came out.
It's a VR game from Ubisoft.
Yep.
And then it became the movie.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And the movie was surprisingly good.
That's what I keep hearing.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's like, that movie is way better than you would expect for it to be based on a property no one knows about.
Right. Exactly. Maybe that's what helped it, honestly. Yeah.
No, I remember like around E3 time because they were showing the movie off during the Ubisoft presentation in E3. And they were like, no, that movie's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
You're not going to want to believe it, but it kind
of
is.
Yeah. No, it was a lot of fun. It was enjoyable. Anyway.
Yeah, I need to check that out.
That's the end of my tangent.
Pulling us back onto
on the road.
On Highway Minecraft here.
Reaching 60.
Yep. Putting us cruise control.
Speed, cruise control.
How I actually got to Minecraft. It's of course the tech nerdiest route. Minecraft's been around for it's been around in some form for over 10 years now. So it's like we're not dumb. We know it existed. You can't walk through a department store, walk past the toy section, and then just not see Minecraft everywhere.
It's the equivalent of Minions, which I also think it's funny that they've now
get to that.
Yeah.
There's the DLC in Minecraft alone is like, that should tell you where they're at this point.
Yeah.
Anyway, original story. So Minecraft released a RTX beta late in the 2019. Anyway, so if you don't know what RTX is at this point, it's just the NVIDIA nomenclature for ray tracing. So it's, It's the fancy, just like a new algorithm that basically makes light reflect off of things in a much more realistic manner. And everything's rendered in real time, as opposed to how most video games work, where they do a render pass of the lighting, and then everything is like fixed to match the lighting based on that first render. And then there are like little bits of dynamic lighting throughout the world, but they're very small and like only take up a little bit of
localized.
Yeah, it's like localized stuff, so it doesn't take up a lot of computational, you know, power.
Right.
Whereas RTX, with these RTX graphics cards, they have a whole dedicated processor more or less in them to do ray tracing, because it is complicated math, and it's complicated math that is changing all the time.
Right.
So there's your brief little primer on ray tracing.
Complicated math.
And now they can use it for audio too. So it's not even just for graphics anymore. They're doing ray tracing for like audio stuff as well. Anyway,
all kinds of fun things.
So that happened, and then I got my hands on a 2060, which is not a great ray tracing card. It's like the bare minimum to get into ray tracing, but it's all I could get. Like, fine, I'll take it. Shortly after that, I was like, I need something to play with the ray tracing card, and I saw Minecraft. I think it was specifically on a Giant Bomb stream, but I saw the RTX beta of Minecraft, and I was like, wow, that looks really pretty. Like, it's crazy how different it looked whenever, because you see the regular look of Minecraft, and Minecraft is not like, it's blocky, it's pixely, it defined a voxel look, or it took the voxel look to the mainstream. They weren't the ones that invented voxels, but they made voxels a thing for everything else. And seeing that voxel environment with like real time lighting just really makes it pop in a way that the standard game just didn't do it for me before.
Yeah.
And I saw that and went, okay, yeah, I could play that. I need the pretty, I need to justify this card.
Yeah.
So I bought it and then installed the ray tracing pack for it, which they didn't tell me out of the gate. That took me 2 weeks to figure out how to get the ray tracing working correctly.
Oh, jeez.
Because there wasn't the standard texture pack with the beta was just like, oh, it's just regular Minecraft. But they're like, you have to install these special texture packs, which have opacity and then can do the fancy, you know, reflecting, right? Like, all right, so I got that and finally installed it. When I did, I was like, whoa, this is awesome. And whoa, my frame rate just got cut in half.
Yeah,
but it's fine. Like, mine can run it at a pretty reasonable rate. That's been like, that got me into the door with Minecraft, and then the pandemic hit, and then Paul and I have a group of friends that we tend to play games online with now, and kind of out of the blue we were like, well, we all have Minecraft. And I was like, well, I have Minecraft too. Paul has Game Pass, so Paul has Minecraft.
Yes.
So that's what got me playing consistently with that. I mean, Paul, I kind of gave it away, but is there anything else to add on your end as to the Minecraft, getting into Minecraft?
Yeah. So in college, I think it would have been 2010 or so, but I had one of the people who lived beside me in the dorms had a Minecraft server. And so there were talks of some of us playing it, and then I never did. For some reason, I just didn't. I like saw them play, or maybe just something happened to the server and it never worked. But anyway, that was like the first time I was like, okay, I might actually play this game.
Mm-hmm.
Never really like, I never had a huge interest in it, I guess, even, you know, back then. But later on, when I was working at my first job, like first job out of college, I would get there was a period of time where I was getting very stressed there. And it was not good, but I'm going to pull us out of the darkness here. My one coworker is a very small company. My one coworker, my friend, Steve, was he was our like network administrator or whatever, but he had a VPN into his home Minecraft server from work. And so there would be days where I would ask him if he could just play Minecraft during lunch so that I could watch him. And like that was how I decompressed like during the very stressful time that I was having there. So I at that point Minecraft sort of had a soft spot in my heart. So this is much, you know, maybe this is a testament. No, not a testament of like Chris and my relationship to each other, but it certainly like, it's funny that you come from like the technical, you're like, oh, the ray tracing is so cool. And it is really cool. But mine was very much from the emotional side, from the like need to just not think about anything for a while. But so still never played it. I just watched him play it. Just basically the same ending story as Chris. We had some friends during the pandemic who wanted to continue to play games. That was one of the games that we decided to play.
Yeah.
But one thing that I do think is pretty insane is that, like, you talk to any young person, and Minecraft is like it, right? Yep. It's that's like the main thing, and I think it's interesting too, like. My one of my cousin's kids had, and this was just recently, I saw he had a like a creeper hoodie that like you sort of pull the hood over your head and it was like a mesh front thing, but it looked like a creeper face. They don't have Minecraft at their house, like they don't have a version of it as far as I know. And so I just I was, and I think it was via like one of my other cousins, you know, they're like direct cousins, you know, the children's direct cousins, but that they found out about it. But it, like, I mean, they couldn't have been playing it for very long, but to the point where so excited about it that he got some memorabilia or some merchandise. That's not memorabilia, but so yeah, I just think the cultural phenomenon that is Minecraft is pretty crazy, and for it to have the longevity that it has is insane. I mean, like, Fortnite certainly took the world by storm a few years ago, but it's basically fizzled out at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's still around, and people still play it, but it, like, I remember specifically there was a period of time where Fortnite was starting to dip and Minecraft went back up again. Like, Minecraft never, like, it has these peaks moment, like, the moments where it peaks, and I specifically am thinking through Twitch.
Yeah.
Whenever it's the most viewed thing on Twitch. And it, like, it would hit these peaks, but it was always there. It was always up in the top. And then, like, yeah, Fortnite would come, Valorant would show up for like a hot minute and go away, and then we're not gonna talk about Valorant ever again. I saw a commercial for Valorant on Twitch the other day, and I do not understand what's going on.
Oh man.
Anyway, that's another topic for another show.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the Minecraft, I'm going to date myself with exactly how old I am, more or less how old I am by saying this. Well, but
I said about college, so I told you the year of college. So.
Minecraft to me reminds me of Pokemon when we were younger.
Yeah.
And that even if you didn't really care about it, you had to care a little bit about it because everybody else was talking about
it. Yeah, I agree.
Now, of course, I was the kid that cared very deeply about Pokemon.
I cared a lot about it as
not well. Just about the cards, which I still have.
Yep, still have mine too.
I kind of want to do a Twitch stream one day where I just go through my cards. I don't have the cards that like all these idiots are paying like thousands of dollars for same. Because they're rich YouTubers who are idiots. But I just, you know, I would just like to go through my collection sometime. But yeah, like I cared for it. I had my cards. I watched the anime.
Same.
Like constantly.
Yep.
And I had a cousin who was older than me. She didn't really care. Like, she collected the cards because they would just like collect whatever was the hot thing at the moment. But even she liked the anime.
Yeah, I don't even, I mean, I'm not even an anime person, but I watched that show religiously. I mean,
do you remember the first movie and then they had to go like help Mew get out?
Yeah.
And, like there's a whole bit with the tears.
Cried.
Oh yeah, I definitely cried at that first.
I bawled. Yeah, it was. I saw it in the theater.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Detective Pikachu as a full-grown adult in the theaters.
I have yet to see it, but I really want to.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's better than it should be.
Yeah.
Someone needs to keep track, by the way, of all the times we talk about games other than Minecraft in this, and let me know.
If that is indicative of...
Hit me up on the Twitter
account. Yeah. If that's indicative of how we feel about Minecraft.
Yeah. Well, I should say, too, so apart from, like, you were saying, like, oh, it hit you emotionally because it was, like, calming at a stressful time. This game should have hit me sooner because Stardew Valley hit me hard.
Yeah.
And like Minecraft's DNA is all up in Stardew, which admittedly is also Harvest Moon DNA, which also lives in Minecraft. Like it's all the same, but like there's so many things that I see in these other games. I'm like, oh, if it didn't come from Minecraft, they definitely at least took it because they knew Minecraft had it and people will pick up on it.
Yep.
Like the upgrade system in Stardew reminds me of the upgrade system in Minecraft. Like the you craft with the better stuff to get these things.
Right.
So when we finally were like, all right, we're gonna try Minecraft for a while. We ended up going in a pretty good like rhythm of Minecraft, I would say. We did it weekly for about a month and a half.
Yeah.
And then we still have like one off Minecraft nights. Couple things that I learned. Well, okay, so we should at least talk about like the gameplay.
Yeah.
The gameplay loop, and it is the loop. These are the kind of games like Tetris you play where you shut your brain off, you get into the flow state, and you just relax in the flow state.
Yep.
So if you just play survival mode, Minecraft is all about literally like you start digging right away. You just you start mining to get better materials. You get better materials, you then start crafting, and the crafting mechanic starts out where if you don't have like the crafting table, you get a 2x2 block in your inventory screen, and you have to like put the items in the specific block order. Like there's a specific pattern to make certain things, and every kid that you know will know those patterns.
Yeah.
I know none of them.
Yeah, there's a recipe book now, so I just don't even worry about it.
Right, they've definitely like made it easier for people like us to get into this game. It's like, just use the recipe book. Yeah, it's fine.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, old dude. Just
hop
in and make a pickaxe.
Take your geriatric medicine and
complain about your hip a little bit.
Yeah.
And you're good to go. So
and look in your recipe
book. Yep. Just use the recipe book. So anyway, you craft your basic, you know, you just start out with like a wooden pickaxe or like a stone pickaxe, depending on what you can find. And then throughout the game, as you start finding better materials, you can upgrade and get better pickaxes. Tools are destructible, so like you're always having to like if you have a wooden pickaxe, it will eventually break and you have to make a new one, so constantly doing that loop. There is a day and night cycle. At nighttime, that is when you have things like the creepers, you have spiders, you have
skeletons,
there's zombies too.
Slenderman's there.
Slenderman's. Is it really Slenderman? They call him something.
I think it's called Enderman.
It's Enderman, but, yeah, but come on.
I just think of Slenderman.
Someone just didn't want to get a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Old
Slendy.
All these things at night.
He's hot on the litigation circuit. Slenderman.
Oh, after that HBO documentary.
Did he?
Am I the only one to watch that?
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
We don't need to talk about it here. It's super depressing. Anyway, don't go down that tangent.
We can go down the Slenderman
thing. Yeah, it's all right. We'll have a bonus Slenderman episode.
Yeah, there you go.
Ooh, Halloween.
Ooh,
that would be good. There
that
are
would
like
be good.
There are like three or four Slenderman based games.
And I watched a bunch of those Marvel Hornets things.
I remember you and our one buddy got me hooked on that for a bit.
Yeah.
And but yeah, we'll have to.
Yeah, anyway.
That might be a good Halloween episode.
Curving it.
Anyway.
Driving back onto the...
Back on the Minecraft highway again. So at night, yeah, they will attack you if you don't build a shelter. So, you know, you build a pretty basic shelter out of the gate, and then you can kind of do whatever you want with it.
Mm.
And then you just keep going from there, and that's survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you eventually work your way up to get beds, and you can build whatever house you want, and just go from there. And that's it. There's no end. There's no story to pick up on. Like, there's world stuff that you can go around and like say, oh, check this out, this map has a stand in a desert and there's people here, or, you know. And there's like a whole thing with like the nether realm, I think yeah. I don't know the NetherRealm update. All I know is that every time we went into the realm, I always died.
Yeah, same.
Because that's where those like zombified piglins were.
Yeah, and also just, like a giant jellyfish squid.
Right,
thing.
And those things just whip my ass.
Yep. Yeah.
So that was that. That's I stayed out of there. I just wanted to build.
Yeah.
So that's survival mode. Sandbox mode is like, all right, what if you didn't have to worry about dying and you can fly around whenever you want and have access to everything?
Yeah, all the materials you ever want.
And for the month and a half, when we were on our rhythm, we just played sandbox mode. Or sorry, we survival. Just played survival mode.
Yeah.
Recently, we got a Realms subscription. And so now we have thanks a shared Realms friend. Account.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't pay for it. So
yeah.
Thanks, buddy. We tried out sandbox mode, and for me that was like a whole different light like turned on in my head. I'm like, oh, I think I like this more.
Yeah. I was in the same boat.
I was just like, oh, I can just do whatever I want. And we immediately started like, that was the night that we each just flew off in our own directions, and we're just like, we're just gonna pick a place and build our own houses.
Yep.
And then I would fly around to everyone's. We have a Discord set up where I would put in the coordinates for people. And I played Minecraft Photographer because I have the RTX card. It's going to look prettier.
The Minecraft Photographer.
Ooh, I'm going to put that's going on the resume.
Nice portmanteau.
Yep. See, if you follow us on the Twitter account at Backlog Review, I will share photos of my house and Paul's house. So
it's a work in progress. Check just that remember out. That.
Yeah, these are work in progress. We haven't touched them
we
in
were,
a month.
Yeah. But we did it for like an hour.
Yeah, I think we were. Some random Thursday night, but yeah, we just ran around like taking photos of each other's places and just doing dumb stuff. It was a ton of fun. But so survival mode was still like, I still enjoyed survival mode, but I think there are times for both. So some things I learned from survival mode is that whenever you play with people who know their Minecraft shit, it's so much like it's overwhelming because they're like, oh, do this real quick. Okay, do this. Or in our case, it's like, all right, I already built a box. And there's everything you need is in the box.
Yeah.
Just go get, here's like 10 pickaxes I made. They're all better than anything you were going to do on your own. Just shut up and take it.
Just take it, yeah.
That was overwhelming. It actually made me play, I played solo in my own game for a bit to just try to figure out like, what is the loop of Minecraft when you're on your own? It's way more humble beginnings.
Yeah.
Like, here's my little hut.
Absolutely, way more
here's
humble.
My door.
Yep.
I eventually had enough stuff to make a bed, and that's how you can change your spawn point, which, oh, that was a nightmare when I didn't know how that worked.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so playing with them, it was a lot because they were just telling us, oh, do this, do this, do this. And it was like, okay, great, but I don't know what it does. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What is this crafting table? And then eventually you kind of get acclimated to it. Another thing was I found out that one of my favorite ways to relax to Minecraft is you just turn down the in-game music. You get your favorite music streaming service and you look up 70s Japanese jazz. And you just play that. There's something for me. Maybe it's just for me. But I'm going to put this recommendation out there. Turn down the in-game music. Turn up 70s Japanese jazz playlist. It's a good time. You get yourself like a whiskey on the rocks. Friggin'. You are some classy.
Well, you got a night.
You got a classy ass Minecraft night. Or if you just do what I did, you just drink a beer.
There you go. That works too.
You just drink a craft beer and you just put on a nice jacket. Or in my case, just whatever rad ass hoodie you were wearing because it was the middle of the pandemic and you were still wearing the clothes that you slept in the night before.
Exactly. Or depending on your beard or mustache situation, a cardigan.
Ooh, cardigan's good too.
You are a hipster.
I am. Kind of get all right off ramp real quick short little off ramp
okay
really into cardigans I think
I love
I cardigans I think I'm totally like team cardigan now.
I'm definitely team cardigan.
Yeah, that shouldn't surprise anybody listening to this that knows us.
Yeah
All right, back on.
Okay. That was stop. We actually stopped on the side of the road for a pee break that time.
Yeah, that's okay, so I don't remember where I was. Jazz. 70s jazz, highly recommended. Japanese jazz, though.
It's good stuff.
That's some funky stuff. Like, you think you might not like jazz? Listen to 70s Japanese jazz. And yes, they have playlists of it, and it's awesome.
It's good stuff.
Good stuff.
It is good stuff.
Yeah. So I believe I shared it with the group one. I'm like, look, you can just take, I'm telling you.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Nobody else did. That's fine. That's all right. You and me.
We got it. We're on, buddy.
What else? I'm trying to think, like,
that's why they're not on the podcast.
That's right. That's what they had to download.
That was the, yeah. That was actually how you screened me for this. Right.
That was my secret way of getting people on the show that I knew we'd have good compatibility. Did you like my Minecraft Japanese jazz mix? Welcome to the show. Otherwise, you fuck right off.
You can fuck right off. I'm here. But I'm here.
You're here. They're not.
Yeah. I think Minecraft, for me, it's one of those things that I think if I have an idea,
mm-hmm.
it's the greatest thing in the world. And yeah. I really enjoy like running around stacking blocks, you know, whatever. It's like a, you know, it's a virtual Lego.
Yeah.
You know,
it's the same
construction
Lego-ish.
Set, right?
Yeah.
Which awesome. But if I don't have an idea, then I sort of am just aimless.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very easy to, you know, in that time, say, time to jump into the mine and just dig, you know, forever and just see what happens. Which definitely happened to me several times, and I would get lost several times. okay. Sometimes I feel like there were even times where we would be playing together and they just muted me because I would keep saying, I'm lost and I don't know where I am. And the conversation would just continue on.
But that's when I started developing the light system where I was just like, all right, I'm always going to put lights on the left-hand side.
Yep.
So you know when you come up on the right-hand side and you see the lights there, you're going the right way.
Yeah.
Well, that works out until you hit a flat stretch. And you have to put lights in the whole room. Yep. And you're like, ah, shit.
Yep. Or if you accidentally open up into a massive pit.
Yep.
And then
you just fall straight down.
And then you just fall through.
Yep. It wasn't until I got the, there's like the regular torch and there's like the redstone torch.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, obviously glows a different color. So I remember one of our minds, I decided like there were torches everywhere. And I was always the one putting lighting in the room because on the regular version of the game, the lighting's kind of basic. And you can kind of see in the dark no matter what. When you play the RTX version, when it's dark, you can't see shit.
Yeah, it is dark as hell.
It is pitch black, and it's so hard to see anything in that game. So that's what I was always going around putting lighting up. And I'm pretty sure everyone was like, why are you wasting all the time on torches? I'm like, it is pretty. And I can see now. I figured out that whenever I got the redstone torch, there was that one room I remember we made, and it was a mess of trying to get out. I remember, like, for whatever reason, we had this weird little like outcropping stone that was hiding the stairs.
Yeah, to
get out the main entrance. So I just put a bunch of redstone torches here to be like, this is the exit.
Yeah. Yep.
And it worked for me.
Yep.
I never got lost again after that.
Yeah, because the problem was that outcropping, the way you'd come on it, you know, from inside the mine,
mm-hmm.
there were other torches like the to the right if the you know exit was to the left to make you think, oh, I'm not there yet, and so you would just go farther into a different tangent in the mine.
Exactly.
Or like a tributary in the mine, and it was really rough. So that was, it was a good thing you did that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say.
The other worst thing that would happen out of that too is I would attempt to like, oh, okay, I don't know where the exit is, I'm just gonna dig up.
Yeah.
And that was a mess because I would always end up digging up underneath a lake bed.
Yeah.
And then you would either get water coming in immediately and just messing everything up, or you would hit that part where you'd hit like the sand or the gravel underneath. So as you're digging, it's constantly falling, and you're like, okay, I probably shouldn't keep going this way.
Yeah, yeah.
So I rarely ever dug myself out that way. I would just end up to die or something. Like once we got the lighting there, it got better.
This is a sidebar, but a related sidebar. Do you think at some point there are going to be architects who design homes within Minecraft like their prospective clients?
Ooh, I was about to say, I bet you there's at least someone who is an architect that has streamed this and be like, well, check it, or at least has a YouTube channel where they're like, I use Minecraft to teach you this.
Yeah.
I would watch that now that I say it out loud.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, I would say, I would watch a Grand Designs Minecraft.
Yeah, Grand Designs Minecraft Edition. That's basically what I was thinking.
Like, can we get the host Kevin to come on me?
Oh,
like,
man.
So, how long did you think you were going to build this for? Oh, we thought we were going to spend
3 hours.
Like, we were spending 4 hours on it. How long did it take? 3 months?
Yeah.
Maybe if you had better project management.
How much did you spend on this?
You can add that to the tangent list, by the way.
Three craft beers. How much did you think you were going to spend?
A half a craft beer. No, really, just three, but... It cost me my job.
Three craft beers and my job.
I quit my job just to finish my Minecraft home.
I'm from Liverpool, and I don't need a job because I got Beatles money.
I apologize to our two English listeners.
I can't, these impressions are on point.
Oh, they hurt my appendectomy.
Oh, no.
We can't get into that story, but just know that my body tried to kill me about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, Chris.
It's all good. I'm better now. Sometimes I laugh real hard and it hurts.
Well, we've all been there.
That one got me.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Good thing you're okay.
Yeah, no, all good. So I'm trying to think. I wanted to make sure I talked about, you know, I mean, we kind of talked about some of our experiences. Was there any from the summer that you, or even like the last couple times we played, is there any like stick out experiences from the game? Because like, I'm generally, like, there are definitely times when we played as a group where I'm like, I totally get why people play this game. Like, you get to like hang out with your friends on a single place. It's on everything. So it's not like, and it's crossplay for the most part. Yeah. So, like, you can just hop in with anybody on basically any platform and just chill out for a couple hours, shoot shit, and play some, you know, build some stuff, or just have something to do together. And that totally was the thing we needed in the pandemic.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, it's like thinking about those like specific times, like, you know, like the last time we played, and one of our friends like was trying to build a lava house. Was it trying to build a lava house and it went bad, or it was just I remember what it was now. They were building a house and then like the water started, they accidentally sprung where the water was and it came down over the house and completely flooded it out.
The house, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, I have a picture of that one somewhere too. There was another time we were played and I remember that. They were trying
it was
to
the
very build.
First time we were playing.
Was it the lava floor one? Yeah. He was like, "Oh, check this out! I can scoop up the lava and make like a glass floor over it." And it's like we have radioactive floor or whatever, or lava floor. I was like, "All right, fine." I just remember halfway through, I remember just saying, "Shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit!" And it just, yeah. I remember running to the house and it was completely in flames.
Yep, we lost our first house that way. We moved on to new territories, and then we made a gigantic treehouse, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, we did have a treehouse with the...
And a weird, like, stone hotel.
Like the Kevin James Memorial, horse room or something?
Yes.
Or the Paul Blart Memorial.
That was, yeah. Yep.
Oh, God.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I remember my treehouse. I remember I hadn't played, I missed a week. I came back, and I had my one bedroom off to the side, and I had my...
I forgot we did that to you.
It was like, oh, I have this nice glass wall, and I have my things in there, and I put this glass floor in, and I was like, that's cool. And I come back in, and there's like four fucking llamas or something.
Were like, what if we made Chris's room the llama stable, just to screw with him?
Yep. Like, I log back in, and I'm like, what the, like, there's three llamas just staring at me as I get up out of the respawn point. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yeah,
that's why I don't leave.
Yep. We had a good time with that.
Yeah, that's why we gotta get that Realms server fixed so I can mess with their stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that'll be the nice... I think I am a little excited to get back into the... I'm excited to get back into the sandbox just to like continue with the house. The nice thing is just, yeah, you don't have to worry about like, let me go dig for these resources or whatever. And like, I understand the appeal of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just too fucking old, man.
Yeah.
Like I just don't want to have to do that.
Yeah. And honestly, everybody, like, and I'm going to say everybody, no, I really just mean my nieces.
Yeah.
My nieces and like be it two adults other than us that I know that play this. only play sandbox mode. I'm pretty sure they don't even know survival mode exists at this point.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, talking about the culture phenomenon real quick. Like, it has made me have something to talk to with my nieces in a way that no other game other than Zelda has.
Yep. Yep. The youths.
Yeah. I remember I talked about, that was like, I talked about Minecraft once with my other set of like younger cousins who are like way younger than mm-hmm. me. And that was a fun conversation because they're like, oh yeah, I play a little of Minecraft. That blew their minds. And then I remember, and this still sticks with me this day, like the youngest of the three was telling me, he's like, I'm just worried about like, what's going to happen to Ninja whenever Minecraft like slows down? Or no, it was Fortnite. That's what it was. But I still need to talk about this because it's still funny to me. So it's technically Fortnite, but who cares? It's like, what happens? Like, I'm worried that whenever Fortnite goes down, Ninja's not going to be popular anymore. And they're like, what's he going to stream? I'm like, why are you worried about Ninja? He's got his freaking Microsoft. He similarly, like Notch, got his big Microsoft payday and now doesn't have to even stream on a non-existent Microsoft streaming platform.
Also, you're a child. These are not the concerns of a child.
It's like you're like 9.
Yeah.
He doesn't know you. You'll never meet him.
Yeah. Quit having these like existential crises for him.
It's my favorite.
That's hilarious.
It was my favorite part of that Christmas.
Such an adult conversation for. We'll get back on. We, you know,
I got a Minecraft highway, but yeah, it's I relate.
We stopped
now
at the convenience store.
Yep, bought another Mellow Yellow.
Bought another Mellow Yellow, particularly for the bottle.
It's just for the bottle. Yeah. So it is a game that I completely understand why its popularity is where it is today. Yeah. I agree with you. I think now I'm more excited about sandbox mode than I am survival mode. And I think there'll be a time, I think it'll flip flop between the two.
Yeah.
But I am more interested in sandbox mode because I still haven't played enough of it to be tired of everything.
Yeah. I think I'm in the same boat.
And like, there's still stuff when I scroll through that list, like, what does this even do?
Yeah.
You know, and I, like, that is the, still figuring out and still discovering all that stuff in the game has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I agree. To me, it is a social game
mm-hmm.
in that I don't see myself playing it on my own.
Yeah.
But it's a nice thing to, you know, like you said, get on with some friends on a Discord server or whatever for a couple hours, shoot the shit and just, you know, be in the same world together.
Yeah, and it is another thing that I think that's what helps the popularity, because even people that I know that maybe can't play it online, like they play it with their siblings or they play it with the friends in person and like just take turns building things together. Like it is very much a social game.
Yep.
And I think that's why it's so easy to jump in. It's you jump in, you know exactly what you're doing out of the gate. It is in the name.
Yep.
You know, there's no bones about
craft.
Yep, that is it. So, yeah, like, it makes perfect sense that this game is still around and that it has Minions DLC in this day and age. So, I don't have a full list.
Because the Minions will, they, well, you know what?
Look at my
I think
now.
The Minions are.
Okay, here we go.
We'll go off on a tangent here.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm pulling off to the Minion piss corner.
Yeah, well, this is still on the main highway because I wanted to talk about this.
Okay, well, good. Minions to me, my roommate.
Oh, never mind. Okay, this is a Minions piss break.
my roommate and his brother said to me one day. My old roommate and his brother said to me one day. I don't know why I needed to make that distinction. Like anybody who's listening would care.
No one's gonna know your old roommate.
Anyway, told me one day that not a day goes by, or not a day will go by that you won't see. Some sort of Minion memorabilia,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's correct, or if not, it's like mostly correct, and that sort of scares me. But I think they are the digital version of an invasive plant, like an invasive species. I've never seen any of those movies, but like I don't need to because it's just part of everybody's lives, and the fact that, you know, you've got the absolute cultural phenomenon that is Minecraft. Now throwing, and this is us easing back into Minecraft Highway, but the fact that you've now got DLC with this invasive species that is the Minions, I just, that's
makes perfect
sense. Yeah, one wild to me, but at the same time not wild, and makes perfect sense. Yeah, like it's just, it was inevitable. It's, what is the unmovable for, or unstoppable force, whatever,
Oh, the immovable force, or sorry, what is it? The unstoppable force meets the immovable object?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's sort of...
I remember my WrestleMania 3.
Ooh.
Or was it WrestleMania 2? Oh my god, I can't.
I don't know. I don't know. That's the genesis of that phrase.
I heard it. That's how
that's
I know
how you,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so that is to say, bringing us back to the Minecraft topic. So one of the last things I want to bring up is, like, obviously Minecraft is a cultural touchstone for kids, and even like a certain, like, there's a generation of people now that Minecraft is a cultural touchstone. And that has then led, of course, Minecraft, especially post Microsoft purchase and where it is now, that it just has a ton of DLC. This is not a complete list. This is what I could find on a Minecraft wiki. So I know, I already know there's a Star Wars one. There was a Star Wars one that's not listed here. So they had a Star Wars pack. There was an Adventure Time mashup pack.
Oh, wow.
They had a Fallout mashup pack. I remember when they did that one. They have added a Jurassic World pack. I remember that was out too. I was like, really, Jurassic World? That's what we're gonna get into? Okay, fine, whatever.
But can you get like block dinosaurs?
I believe you could. That's, it would just if I remember correctly, anytime they do those like mashup packs, they just reskin existing animals. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's what it does. There's a Super Mario mashup pack. I think that was only on the Switch. There was a Toy Story mashup pack. And then, apart from Minecraft DLC being cultural touchstones, the other cultural touchstone that Minecraft has now invaded is Smash Brothers.
Where, oh, yeah, that's right.
One of the... It was probably a year or two ago at this point, but one of the DLC characters in Smash Brothers Ultimate was Minecraft Steve.
Steve, I think is his name. Yeah.
Steve, yes. The main dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he is in Smash Brothers, which Steven. Was that was like the first big thing of like, oh, Microsoft's willing to play with Nintendo now.
Yeah.
And then we got Banjo-Kazooie and people were like, oh, that's fun for a little bit. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Because every time I see a new DLC character for Smash, I go, well, that'd be cool. And then I don't buy it and I play Smash for 5 minutes and go, oh, right, I'm still terrible at this.
Yeah.
Smash is a great, okay, last tangent. Smash is a great video game museum, and I love it for that. I hate playing Smash.
Yeah.
I play Smash whenever people want to play and hang out. I hate playing Smash so much. I'm so bad at it.
I'm not great at it, but I really like playing it.
Yeah.
Playing it.
Yeah. And on that note, that kind of, like, that's really all I really need to say about Minecraft.
I think so.
Like, just like to wrap it up in a bow here, I get it now. I will certainly play Minecraft again soon because now I'm like, I will play it solo. There are certain times where I'm already into building and sim games.
Yeah.
So this is right in my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. And so there are just some nights where I'm just like, yeah, I'll just jump in for a little bit and just zone out and put on my Japanese jazz and just chill out for a night. Yeah, I get it. It's going to be around.
Yeah.
Unless they really screw something up.
It's sort of ubiquitous at this point.
Yeah, they haven't made next gen versions of it yet.
Right. Like, but I can't get ray tracing on the Series X.
Right. Oh, you probably will. That has
soon,
to
I would
be
I would assume soon. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think, like, I can play it on PlayStation 5 if I wanted to via the PlayStation 4 version. But I don't know if I doubt they'll make a PS5 version. Now that Microsoft, they might have to as like a legacy contract thing.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That is interesting, though. That's business stuff. Anyway.
Not for a 9-year-old.
Not for a 9-year-old to worry about. No. They just know that they can play it on literally any other device on the planet.
Yeah.
And that.
Got a smartwatch? Probably can play it.
It has to be. It's like Doom at this point.
Yeah.
You know, Doom runs on everything, so does Minecraft.
Yep.
So, any last memories or moments about Minecraft?
Just like I said before, I probably would not play this by myself because I need some sort of objective normally, even if it is like a builder sim type of game. Having some sort of objective is is kind of important to me. But that being said, I really enjoy playing it with friends, with people. Mm-hmm. It's a good time, a good excuse to hang out when you can't in person.
Yeah. So there you go. If for some reason you were like us and you were sitting on the fence about, do I even jump in?
Yeah.
Like, give it a shot.
Do it.
If you have Game Pass, there's no reason not to try it.
Yeah, it's free. Just do it.
Yeah.
Free with your subscription.
This podcast always has a... I feel like there's always an undercurrent of, well, if you have Game Pass, you should try it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just... Game Pass just wins at that point.
It's happening, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think PlayStation Now has it. Just the show. I have that service. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Minecraft's not on it. Yeah, even if you have to buy it, like, it was $20.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot for...
It's $20 to start. And then if you want them skin packs.
Yeah.
Oh, Minecraft.
Make sure you grab them.
Oh, Minecraft's got the goods. Oh, wait. Wait, you want a Sonic pack. Oh, you want to run around in Minecraft like Sonic?
Something's telling me I might want to.
Oh, do you want the good Sonic?
Tell me how I get that good Sonic.
You want the Tails. Oh, I'll give you that Tails.
Always Tails. Could I be interested?
You could.
Could I be interested? I am interested.
Wait,
in
are you
Knuckles.
Asking me? Are you asking me if I'm interested? I'm the one selling
this
to you.
Are you interested in me being interested in Knuckles?
I'm interested in selling you some Knuckles. So, what you gonna do? Is you gonna take your parents' credit card? Don't worry. They know you're gonna do this.
Just sneak right in there.
Just sneak right into that purse. You get your little brother, make a distraction.
Just throw your little brother down the stairs.
That's what I was gonna say. Give your little brother. You just toss him right down the stairs.
Say, hey, little brother. Guess what's at the bottom of the stairs? Your face.
This is for the greater good.
Have we become Rorschach? It's just turned into Rorschach.
Rorschach, if he was a Sonic
Saturday
DLC
night.
Dealer.
Saturday night, mid-July. Need the credit card, but can't have parents. No. Little brother is a good scapegoat. Little brother's injuries will heal. But these skin packs won't.
Anyway, you throw a little brother downstairs.
Right downstairs.
You just tell him, look, don't worry about it, it's for the greater good. Mm-hmm. You want that Knuckles too. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get you the Knuckles.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
You steal a credit card. Mm-hmm. You take a guess at the security code.
I'm listening.
I guess it's 123. You get them coins.
You know the security code's just on the back, right?
It's just right on the back. You just flip it around. It's just
right don't be an back. Idiot, little kid. This is right on the back.
It's right on the back. You enter that credit card. You know where you live, right? You enter that billing address. And then you get them good coins. You want to get the big bag because it's the best of value. And then, you'll be swimming. Be up to your little ears in Sonic DLC.
Virtual coins.
Okay.
Cha-ching.
I just creeped myself out at the end. That's how we're going to call
and
it.
And scene.
Oh, on that note, we have to stop talking about Minecraft.
I think
so.
It's taking us to weird places.
Whew, we were on a journey.
This is a much longer podcast than I expected.
It really was. And I'll tell you what, that Minecraft highway, it's got some off-ramps.
It really does.
It really
it
does.
Is, yeah, it's going to a lot of places.
Yep.
That's.
But on that note, we can't leave you without telling you what's next month. And it's one that we not so subtly teased. Especially last month when I just basically said it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we played so it's the re-release of the remake of the original Resident Evil.
And if that's not confusing enough.
Yeah, it's the GameCube one. There you go. It's the GameCube one, but what if it was widescreen?
Yeah.
Ooh. But yeah, we decided.
Also scary.
Ooh.
There were oohs and ahs, but also ooh.
Yeah. So, yeah, for a while I've wanted to do Resident Evil because it's not a... It's a story that I know is incredibly complex and just weird and maybe doesn't make sense. And there's movies. And I really want to have a reason... I want to have a reason to do a watch-along podcast where we watch the first Resident Evil movie.
Oh, that sounds
so
good to me.
Maybe if we get some listener support, we can make something like that happen.
Hey, listeners.
Just saying.
Did you hear that?
If we get some listener support, we might look into a Resident Evil watch-along podcast for the first movie.
If you liked this, the fever dream that was this
podcast. Oh, my God. I can't even imagine what we would get into watching that movie. Because then we'd have to be talking for at least an hour and a half to 2 hours. Oh, my God.
It would be amazing.
So, the point is, Resident Evil is a timeline and a story that is, like, up there with, like, Zelda and Metal Gear as, like, this is weird and hard to understand, and I need to dig into that. So,
yeah,
we're starting with Resident Evil. And maybe we'll jump into some other ones along the way.
I hope we do.
I think you'll hear more in the Resident Evil universe at some point. Aww. But we're gonna do them all sequentially or anything.
Yeah.
Like out of the gate.
We still gotta get back to Metal Gear.
We haven't even got to that yet. I need a break. I'm still playing Death Stranding right now, and I'm so close to the end, and I just need to get through it. And then I gotta pay $10 more to get the stupid PS5 version because I'm broken.
You are broken.
The point is, we'll do Resident Evil next month. It is we played the PS4 and Xbox One version. They're the same. It's just, you know, it's the GameCube remake, and it was, spoilers maybe,
but
pretty good.
It was, I enjoyed it.
I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah,
I did. So we're going to talk about that next month on the pod.
Yep.
So,
on the pod.
Before we go down any weird rabbit holes again, we need weird voices that... will creep me out for a while. We're going to end it here. So thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking this one out.
Yep. I hope it was entertaining.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
I really had a lot of fun.
a lot more fun than I expected on this Minecraft episode.
Yeah, me too.
There you go.
I thought it was going to be pretty quick. And
yeah, I really thought we were going to be like 45 minutes and that's about it.
Yep.
So anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the show. Once again, remember, we are on Twitter at Backlog Review. Singular. At Backlog Review. You can share the website. You can share the podcast to people at our new URL, backlogreview.club. That'll take them right to the podcast
page.
You can find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. There's a bunch of other ones I'd never heard of before, but basically any podcatcher of your choice you can use. We have an RSS feed you can just use if you're old school like me.
Yeah.
Just take that RSS feed.
You just RSS it up.
Yep. Just back that RSS up. This is why we need to end.
Anybody who doesn't want it can RS suck it.
So you can leave a review, please. Good reviews. If you didn't like it, hey, that's fine. Just move along. Move along here. And I get it after this episode, but leave us a review on the Apple Podcast and the podcast of your podcast home of your choice. Helps people find the show, and we appreciate it. If you like the show enough to want to, send us a buck or two and help us upgrade some equipment, you can do so at the Anchor FM page. Click on the support button. Check it out.
Always appreciate
it. Oh, certainly appreciate it. And if you just want to help a charity and show that you're supportive for the show, please consider donating to the Extra Life page. That is at bit.ly/. This is a terrible URL this year. I need to fix it. It's bad. It's a bit.ly link. So bit.ly/ps-extra-life-2021.
Ooh.
So.
Bunch of dashes.
I'll put it in the show notes.
Right.
How about that?
But that sounds like a good idea.
It's ps-extra-life-2021. So check the show notes. I'll put the link in there along with the link to other stuff as well. Thank you for listening, Paul. Thank you for joining me on what has to be. I don't know how this outweirded
this was
the Metal Gear episodes. But I think this is our weirdest one to date.
That is our weirdest one. Yeah. And you know what? I'm not too mad about it.
I'm not mad about it at all. Yeah, I'm proud of it.
Yeah, I'm very proud.
So thank you for listening. We'll be back next month. Join us again on another Backlog Review Game Club. Bye, everybody.
See ya.